podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
Happy New Year. I preached at our fourth services, and this is Paulo Punsalan's Instagram, where I took a leave from my usual uniform and actually wore something different on the 31st of December. How many of you are glad that you are starting the year, and I'm glad that I'm back in uniform again? I'm glad that we're all back in church, back in Singapore, back in track, on track rather, doing what we all believe will be a great year. As Pastor Larry has proclaimed and prophesied, we believe that this is going to be a great year. And we want to start the year with fasting. Every year as a church, we fast. We fast a week. This has been something we've been doing for years. I personally have been doing this for over 10 years now as a practice to kick the year off and start off with a good year. But in order for you to appreciate fasting, I want to speak to you about clarity, about having a very clear direction for your year. In fact, if I may dare say so, I need you to really not sleep today. For those of you who do, I need you to listen because this may literally change your year and consequently your life. A few years ago, I wrote a book entitled The Values Driven Heart. The book was all about weighing in on what really matters. The core of that book was about values. That if you could tell what was valuable and what was necessary to invest in or invest on, you would probably end up with a good year, if not an altogether good life. The foundation of the book is rooted in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. The idea behind it is where Jesus says, "For where your treasure is, or your values, there your heart will be also." The premise of the book is that 100% of our behaviors are rooted in what we value. In other words, you don't have to force yourself to do something. If you value something, you'll end up doing it. That's the reason why you're in church, because you chose to be here because you value church. There, your heart will be also. In a sense, it becomes automatic. When you figure out what's valuable, you end up doing things automatically based on those values. Now, further it says, Jesus says, you can't serve both God and money. He makes and stresses the point that one of these is more valuable than the other. God is obviously more valuable than money for us Christians, but that is not very often very common to people. But he makes the point that in the world of values, there's a hierarchy. The very essence of value is one thing is more valuable than the other. In this particular case, God is obviously more valuable than money. Now, to make his point clearer, he highlights two more questions. He says, do you know that life is more valuable than food? That word life is the word psuche, the Greek word psuche, which simply means that which has breath. In other words, your relationships, that's the person beside you. The person that has breath is more important, he says. Do you realize that that person is more important than trophy, your food, the thing that you consume, the thing that you enjoy, the thing that fulfills you? These relationships are far more important than the things that you enjoy, the video game, the Instagram, whatever it is that you do that causes you enjoyment, your relationships. In other words, if your house was on fire, you do not bring out the Xbox, you bring out your wife. Amen? That's simple. Doesn't mean the Xbox doesn't matter. What it means is some things are more valuable than others. He goes on to say that you realize that your body is more important than your clothing. That word body is the word soma, which literally means health, and the word enduma, which really means things. In other words, what he's trying to say is, do you know which ones are more valuable? And in order to determine which one is more valuable, you need to predicate it with what is timeless or eternal. When something is timeless and something's eternal, that thing becomes more valuable. Hence, our little test for this morning is, do you know that God is more valuable than money? How many say God is more valuable than money? Raise your hand. Good. And some of you would dare say that money is more valuable than God. Of course, no one will. Okay? So that's a quick question. That's a quick answer. Do you know that life is more valuable than food? How many of you say relationships are more valuable than enjoyment? Very few now. Okay? My enjoyment is more valuable than my wife now. And now you've got a problem. But how many of you would say that relationships are life? That which has breath, your own life, is more valuable than the things that you enjoy. We sometimes make the mistake of thinking that food and the things we enjoy is what is life. It really isn't. And so once again, you find that one thing is more valuable than the other. And then the question of, is your body more important than fashion or clothes? And the answer is obvious. Your body is far more important than clothes. And here you find the idea of values. Now, you can probably group these into two sets of groupings. If you separate these, you'll find that there are two sets of values. One is less timeless or less valuable than the other. And God is obviously more valuable than relationships. Relationships are more valuable than your health. Why is that? Because your health will not be timeless. You will die, but your relationships, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren will go on forever. And your relationships and your health are more valuable than money, and money is more valuable than food, and food is more valuable than clothes. There you find hierarchy or higher values. When you begin to align your life towards higher values, you now begin to enjoy a values-filled life. When that gets into your heart, it becomes an automatic sort of behavior. You don't even think about it. You don't even need notes to do it. You don't need an app to make it happen because that's who you are. That's your heart. Those are your values. God, relationships, health, money, enjoyment, things. You get it, in other words. Now, let me change a few words here. I want to change the word body for the word health, just so we can be clearer. And I want to change the word food to the word enjoyment. And I want to change the word clothes to the words excellence. Here's the reason why I change clothes for excellence. Because when it comes to things, the value is not in the utility of the thing, but in the excellence of the thing. Are you following? You get two shirts, they're the same shirt. One is more valuable than the other because it's more excellent. You get two employees, one is more valuable than the other, not because he's really more valuable, but because one is more excellent than the other. Are you following? So excellence is a value. Now notice that this now becomes the higher values, and this now becomes the secondary values, which now gives you a hierarchy of values, a priority, so to speak. God is the most important, most valuable. Relationships is next. Health is next. The next one is my finances, my enjoyment, and my excellence, the things. Why is this important? Because these things overlap with each other. Because Jesus said that these things don't just have a hierarchy, but they actually overlap. If you have God and life without a healthy body, then you're unhealthy. If you have God and health, but you don't have relationships, how many of you know that is a lifeless, dead world? I remember being invited to speak at a conference in Honolulu, and I was billeted at this beautiful hotel and beautiful beach, and they said I was going to be there for 8 days. And every time I walked, I just felt more depressed because I had no one to share the sunsets with. There's no point in having all of these enjoyment if there's no relationship in it. That's the point. Lifeless and dead. If you have money and excellence without enjoyment, then you're unfulfilled. You're not enjoying. If you have enjoyment and excellence without money, then you have lack and poverty. If you have money and enjoyment without excellence, you've got mediocrity. In other words, it doesn't work because values overlap. And God wants all of these values overlapping in your life and mine in 2018. The secret, Jesus said, is to focus on God. He said that if you focus on God and His kingdom, if you seek Him first this year, the proton, the highest priority of your life, He said if you go and after the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things, your health, your relationships, your money, your enjoyment, your excellence, will be added to you as well. That's why prioritizing God is so important. That's why the spiritual is actually very natural. We sometimes try to make the spiritual very weird and unnatural, when the reality is the spiritual is very natural, folks. Your body works, your physical body works because of the supernatural. Every cell in your body is a universe in itself. It takes a God to make that thing run and work. Now let me close this message and really encourage you to fast with us this year, because it might literally change your life. Another view of overlapping values would be a bucket list, a term made famous by the movie of Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. You probably have heard the term bucket list. And the idea between the bucket list was that these are the things you want to do before you die. Jump off on an airplane, ride a whale or something, or get eaten by a shark, whatever. Bucket list basically is the things you want to do before you die. I believe the etymology of this word comes from the idea that before you kick the bucket or before you die, you get to list things inside this bucket that you get to do. I'll close with this thought for you, and I want us to worship the Lord as we end this service and acknowledge Him as the priority, the real priority, not just the first thing we do in the service is sing to Him, but that He's worthy of coming early to church, not just on the first year, day of the year, but every day of the year. That He, as Pastor Larry said, becomes the first thing you look for when you get up in the morning. A bucket list would probably look like this. Five sides of your bucket would be your relationships, the essentials of your life, your health, your finances, your enjoyment, and your excellence. And within these are, these would be what you would call principles. These are the essentials. These are the things that you need to have if you're going to have a great 2018. You want to make sure all of these things are working right. Even if your video games don't work and your Netflix doesn't work, if these things work, you're going to have a great 2018. Are you following? Within these truths are principles. For instance, for relationships, you're going to have trust, love, and forgiveness. Then trust, love, and forgiveness are principles. You cannot have a good relationship if you don't have these three things. Within those principles are practices. I won't tell you what your practices are. You go figure. It's your life. If you want to have a great health, there are basic principles. Nutrition. Eat right. Rest. Sleep. Don't get stressed. Be mobile, keep moving, keep swimming, keep running, keep doing something. How you practice that is your business. I'm giving you the essentials and I'm giving you the principles. Because you're not me. You're not 60. You don't have grandkids. You're not preparing for retirement like me. But the principles are the same. The essentials are the same. They're universal. Sometimes we look for the practice without knowing why we're doing it. Money, for instance, has principles. You earn as much as you can, you save as much as you can, and you invest smartly, and you're going to have money. You do this over years, you're going to be wealthy. You don't have to be a superstar. You don't have to be a diva. You don't have to be the richest guy in the world. If you learn how to earn a lot and save a lot and invest properly, you will have money. And if you learn how to wear the same clothes every day, amen? Instead of spending for all those expensive things with alligators and horseback riding polo riders. No offense to the brands. But seriously, go buy them on sale, amen? Enjoyment has principles. If you have relationships, that's why this is all important, because you cannot have enjoyment without relationships, without health, and you won't have it without money. That's why you want to get those things working, because that's how you end up with enjoyment. And excellence is hard work. Like working on this keynote presentation is hard work. It's passion. I love to do it. I don't have to do it. I love to do it. It's not just passion, it's diligence. If I have to put in the extra hours, then I'll do it. Because I'm a person of excellence. The point being, these are the essentials. And if you want to have a great life, you want all of these things working this year, because then life builds and fills you up. And as it fills you up, the quality of your life becomes relational, enjoyable, healthy, prosperous, financially sound, excellent. Here's the problem, folks. The problem is where the sides don't work is the level of the quality of your life. If your relationships fail, everything else fails. If your health fails, it'll affect your money, it'll affect your enjoyment, it'll affect your excellence, it'll affect your relationships. Which brings us to the subject matter of God. Because God is the bottom of that bucket. And without Him, none of your attempts at relationships, none of your workouts will work to the best. It might actually kill you. I've had people now dropping dead in gyms because they think it's a workout, it's going to make me healthy. No, it's not. It's God's going to make you healthy. God's going to give you the rhythm of life. Prioritizing God and understanding the principles of faith, hope, and love, the practices of prayer, meditation, proclaiming the gospel, and fellowship, is what's going to give you that rock bottom foundation. Because without God, what you have is a bucket with a hole. And you can put whatever you want there this year. It all just goes out. Goes nowhere. Which brings us to the subject matter of God. And the point of all of this is, why? What's the goal, Pastor? Why do I even have to do this? Why do I have to have a life like that? Here's the goal. The goal is to become the greatest. What? The goal is to become the greatest. Absolutely. The reason why you want all these things working in your life is because you want to be the greatest. Why? Because the greatest among you shall be the servant. Because you can't serve your wife and children if your life's not working. Hello. And you're certainly not going to serve your constituents, your friends, your small group, your employees, your neighbors, the poor. In fact, you're not going to end up serving anybody. You're going to be ending up being served. Christianity has lost its footing because it's become self-centered. It's become about me and not about God. It's become about God, but it's a pass ticket to the lack of excellence. I'll pray for my healing, but I'm going to eat all the pork chop and all the burnt fat of that pork chop. Are you following? God wants us to have a great life, which now I make to you the pitch. Join us in our fasting. For more than 12 years now, I fast every year at the beginning of the year. There was one particular year, I think I fasted every week. Changed my life. Rebooted my priorities, because the one thing you don't realize how quickly you put things in your mouth. You know, when you fast, you begin to realize how hard it is not to put something in your mouth. When you're getting the fast, the faculties of your body become controlled. You begin to touch things and look at things, and does that have any value or does that not have any value? You begin to realize where you use your time and your resources and your energies. The book of Isaiah says, is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness. The bonds of wickedness are loosened when we fast. When that's loosened in our lives, we can loosen it in other people's lives. To undo the yoke, these are the principles. To let the oppressed free, this is what happens. To break the yoke. Verse 7 says, is not to share your bread with the hungry. You can't do that if you're in poverty. You can't do that if you have no more energy. You can't do that if you're unhealthy. You can't do much unless you're living a life of value. Isn't that to cover him and to not to hide from your own flesh when someone's trying to? How many of you have relatives who are in need and then all of a sudden they can't find you? I love this verse in verse 8 where it says, if you do that, then shall your light break forth like the dawn. Your light's going to break forth like the dawn. New, different way of life. Things get clear and bright. Your light shall break forth like the dawn. It's almost like it's so clear where I'm going this year. Trigger for that, in my case, and I'm not saying it should be yours, is fasting. When I pause and stop and say, God, I want to have clarity this year. I want to know which are the greater values. I want to know what the principles are, and I want to have the right practices this year. Your healing shall spring up speedily, it says. Wow. If even for that, you should be jumping and saying, Pastor, I want to fast this year. Your righteousness shall go before you. A right life will go before you. It's going to be amazing how good your life's going to be. And the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. I'm not a wealthy man by any stretch of the word, and my friends will tell you that. But I am sincerely a very blessed man. Sincerely blessed. Money is number 4 in my priorities. Clothes are number 6. Relationships are number 2. And God is certainly number 1. If you want the results of value, you're going to have to live a value-based life. The promise of Isaiah chapter 58 verse 9 is, then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. How would you like to have a life that every time you called on God, God says, here I am, Joey. What is it that you need? Pops, my tenant just left. I need someone to rent it. Done. Some of you don't have God as a friend. You go to church, you're religious, but he's not your top value. It's good for you to know that. Because if you can't give up food, which is number 5, for God, who is number 1, it says a lot about your values, doesn't it? By the way, I love you. I'm just telling you the truth. So let me invite you to 5 days of fasting. Beginning the 8th, which is tomorrow, from 12 to 1 p.m., you can log on Facebook Live, get the mobile app, and just click on live stream. You're going to see us. You're going to see Pastor Larry and myself. We're going to be praying. We're going to be encouraging you on the Word. We're going to preach to you about what the Bible says and then help you in those 6 values get to that place of your strength. And finally, on Friday, I don't know how we're going to fit everybody, if you all come, but that's fine. We're going to have a party with Jesus from 7:30 to 9 p.m. at our church in Kalang to end the fast. Now, don't jump up straight and do this for 5 days if you haven't done this before, amen? Go outside, get the manual, read it, study it. And then go and begin your fast. Start the journey. We do this in the middle of the year, the first part of the year, until it becomes part of your lifestyle. It's a practice. It's a good practice. And actually kind of resets everything. My time with God, my relationships, because I'm not eating, I'm always on Viber with my kids and talking to them. My health gets rebooted. If I don't eat a lot, I don't spend a lot of money. Amen? It kind of all ties together, this thing. Would you stand on your feet as we close in a word of prayer? We're going to worship the Lord first, and then we're closing a word of prayer. Lord, we just want to acknowledge you. Would you just lift up your hands towards heaven? God, we dare not start 2018 without you. And we decree, we declare, we proclaim, we prophesy, it will be a year filled with value. Not because of our practices, not because of our principles, but because of you. There's no point in having a bucket without the bottom, God. But thanks be to you, we have you. Let's worship Him.
As vast as heavens, Your greatness is. Your word created the universe. Come on, sing it. You're filled with splendor, glory, and worship. Your presence covers all of the earth. You're worthy. You are worthy, Lord our God, to receive glory, honor, and power. You created all this, and to You we have been.
Let's sing it one more time. As vast as heavens, as vast as heaven. Focus on Your
greatness endless. Your word created the universe, filled with splendor, glory, and measure. Your presence covers all of the earth.
We'll sing it out. Sings Your glory.
All creation sings Your glory. Oh, You work for the galaxies.
We thank You, Jesus.
Who am I, Lord, that You are mindful? It's Your same word that lives in me.
We glorify You, Lord.
You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory, honor, and power. You created all things, and in You we have our
being. You are worthy of it all, Lord.
You're here and you're saying, God, I want, it's my faith this year that my hierarchy of values will be set according to Your word. Would you just lift up your hands if that's your faith?
Yes.
God, You answer prayers. Lord, I remember the day I prayed that prayer. I just want Your values, God. I want to be the greatest so that I could serve You, serve my wife, serve my children, serve my grandchildren. Be healthy so I can serve others. Have the money so I can give freely. And enjoy life to the fullest in excellence. Put your hands in your hearts right now. Lord, reset the values of our hearts. This year, let this be the beginning of a journey, the ultimate bucket list, the real bucket list. Seal this truth in each of our hearts. Give us the grace to enjoy this fast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Happy New Year. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.